This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal health officials have issued new guidance saying fully vaccinated Americans can get together indoors without wearing masks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani elaborates.
The guidance comes as more adults get vaccinated and wonder what that means, if they can visit family or shop or travel.
These new recommendations are an important first step to our in our efforts to resume everyday activities in our communities.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the guidance notes even unvaccinated people who are not high risk can gather indoors without masks with those who are vaccinated, meaning, for example, grandparents can see their grandkids. But the guidance also continues discouraging travel, which may be confusing for vaccinated Americans who now want to hit the road to see family. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Or the air. And the AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the White House is being urged to help create a standardized travel certificate to show that someone has been vaccinated.
Various groups are working on developing so-called vaccine passports aimed at allowing more travel. But airlines fear a smattering of regional credentials would cause confusion. So the leading airline trade organizations, business groups, even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, are calling on the Biden administration to help put together travel health credentials. But they oppose a requirement of a vaccination before people could travel.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. And protesters persist in South Myanmar more than a month after the nation's elected government was ousted in a military coup. Demonstrators marched through small city of Dawei carrying the flag of detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This is VOA News. The FBI has arrested two more suspects in the Capitol riot that occurred on January 6th. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with those details.
More than 300 people have now been charged with federal crimes in connection with the riot at the U.S. Capitol, including two arrests last weekend. One of those arrested, 36-year-old Roberto Minuta, reportedly served as a bodyguard for former President Donald Trump's longtime political confidant, Roger Stone. The New York Times reports Minuta was one of six bodyguards for Stone in the hours before the Capitol riot. Also arrested was Isaac Steve Sturgeon of Dillon, Montana. In court papers, the FBI says Sturgeon traveled to Kenya on January 24th, but was deported from that country to New York. Sturgeon was arrested Saturday at John F. Kennedy International Airport. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The judge overseeing the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer accused in George Floyd's death postponed jury selection for a day while an appeal proceeds over the possible reinstatement of a third-degree murder charge. But Judge Peter Cahill says that he will continue with jury selection in the trial of Derek Chauvin on Tuesday unless the appeals court tells him not to. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. Legal experts say reinstating the charge will improve the odds of getting a conviction. On Monday, prosecutors and defense attorneys agreed to dismiss 16 of the first 15 jurors they reviewed based on answers to their questionnaires. 10 years after Japan's earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster, the lives of many who survived are still on hold. On March 11th of 2011, one of the biggest tremors on record touched off a massive tsunami, killing more than 18,000 people and setting off catastrophic meltdowns at the Fukushima nuclear plant. Nearly 500,000 people were displaced as a result. Tens of thousands still have not returned to their homes. More than 30 trillion yen, or $280 billion U.S., has been spent on reconstruction so far. But even the reconstruction minister, Katsue Hirasawa, acknowledged recently that while the government has charged ahead with new buildings, it has invested less in helping people to rebuild their lives, for instance, by offering mental health services for trauma. And again, it has been 10 years after Japan's earthquake, will soon be 10 years after the earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster, and the lives of many people who survived are still on hold. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.